Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
On this episode of The Conversation Piece, we're pleased to share Manulife presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail and produced by The Walrus Lab. On the podcast, climate, academic, business, and Indigenous experts from all walks of nature talk about how having access to diverse environmental spaces and engaging diverse people in them can promote physical and mental health, as well as help to restore and preserve the earth. There's a diversity of trails and their uses. They're a meeting place for communities. They promote an appreciation for the environment, and they promote physical and mental health. And they're a catalyst for ecological health, community renewal, and economic vitality. Welcome to Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by TransCanada Trail, a new podcast made possible by Manulife, TransCanada Trail, and produced by The Walrus Lab. I'm Emma Mackenzie Hillier. Founded by the Honorable David Crombie, the Waterfront Regeneration Trust has assisted communities along the shores of the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence River to revitalize their waterfronts by connecting them with a trail now enjoyed by bikers, hikers, and joggers of all ages. Marlene Kohler is Executive Director of the Waterfront Regeneration Trust. Not only did she grow up by the waterfront, she shared with us her involvement in helping it flourish into the Great Lakes Regeneration Project it is today. She spoke at Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature.
Hello, my name is Marlene Kohler, and I'm the Executive Director of the Waterfront Regeneration Trust, the charity leading the movement to regenerate the Great Lakes waterfront with the establishment of the Great Lakes Waterfront Trail. Founded by the Honorable David Crombie, some of you may remember him as the Tiny Perfect Mayor, the charity evolved from the Royal Commission on the Future of the Toronto Waterfront, also led by David Crombie. The commission delivered 83 groundbreaking recommendations, leading to a major change in waterfront and watershed planning. One of those recommendations was the creation of a waterfront trail to connect recreational areas, wildlife habitats to each other, communities to communities, city to country, people to nature. And while the Great Lakes Waterfront Trail is an amazing collective accomplishment belonging to many, it owes its existence to people like you. The idea of the trail came from hundreds of individuals who demanded more for the waterfront at public hearings held by the Crombie Commission. People were frustrated with the short-sighted land use development decisions, acres of underutilized waterfront, the rising curtain of residential towers, the lack of public access to the water's edge, poor water quality, and the absence of connections. They also had a vision for what they wanted, a healthy, vibrant waterfront. And why not, they challenged, connect all the public, natural, and cultural spaces along the shore to create a trail set within a greenway. The trail would represent and redefine our relationship to the Great Lakes, the world's largest supply of fresh water, an invaluable resource and global treasure. It would be a way to connect the public to the land use decisions and ecological imperatives. Thanks to our many partners and supporters, including the TransCanada Trail, that recommendation is becoming a reality. After 30 years, the award-winning trail stretches 3,600 kilometers from Sault Ste. Marie to Quebec. Work is underway to extend the trail around Lake Superior. Investments large and small continue to advance the work of achieving the legacy goal of a dedicated trail as close to the water's edge as environmentally feasible, a trail that contributes to the ecology, economy, and quality of life of each community. Today, the trail links 170 communities, including five First Nations, all four of Canada's Great Lakes, 5 binational rivers, 24 heritage rivers, 4 UNESCO biospheres, 68 national and provincial parks, including Canada's first national urban park in the Rouge Valley, 538 parks, 106 protected natural areas, 266 beaches. Trail projects have included brownfield remediation, natural habitat restoration, aquatic habitat creation, interpretive signage, and establishing connections along the river valleys. It's a signed route that combines quiet residential streets, rural roads, dedicated paths, boardwalks, promenades, and secondary highways, especially in rural and northern Ontario. But it's so much more than that. To quote David Crombie, with its beautiful vistas, restored wetlands, protected forest, expansive sand dunes, the trail is the critical first step towards protecting and restoring the natural heritage of the Great Lakes ecosystem. For those who don't have a backyard or a cottage, the waterfront trail and greenway are crucial ways to reconnect to nature and all the benefits that come with that. It provides a spectacular experience to all that travel along it, and I can say this with confidence because for the past 16 years, we have hosted one of Ontario's top cycle tours, the Great Waterfront Trail Adventure. We launched the venture in 2008 to celebrate the achievement of a signed route from Niagara to Quebec and the completion of 53 regeneration projects. The annual rides fully supported, attracting people between the ages of 16 and 80. All over North America, participants ride at their own pace, camp or stay in hotels, and community partners host rest stops to greet the riders. There's as much fun off the bike as there is cycling. For most people, it is an eye-opening experience rediscovering the beauty and the challenges that face our waterfront, visiting communities they had previously only known as 401 exits. They are moving moments on the ride, like being sent off with a traditional traveling song by the Chippewas of Kettle and Stony Point First Nation, or sitting with the elders at the Serpent River powwow grounds to learn about the significance fire and water hold in their culture, or dipping your toes in the water and stretching your gaze across the vastness of the lake as you bask in the sense of gratitude. The trail furnishes us with a way to interact with nature's treasures and connects us to countless stories, both past and present, but also the future. As you experience the trail, you can't help but see the potential of this special place where land touches water and want more for it and want to be part of its protection and renewal. In the next 5 to 10 years, we will achieve a continuous signed route, establishing a firm foundation for the trail and regeneration's vision and mission. One of our jobs is to ensure that each generation of professionals, advocates, champions, and trail users contribute to the legacy so that it doesn't wither and get neglected, to bring the trail closer to the water's edge, protect public spaces, advocate for design excellence, support conservation and habitat protection, celebrate cultural heritage, and develop new ways to enjoy and experience the trail, all to contribute to the wellness, vibrancy of our ecology, economy, and quality of life. Growing up in Etobicoke, my relationship with the lakes had a rocky beginning. My mom's from the north, and as far as she was concerned, Lake Ontario was a smelly cesspool to be avoided. Thanks to my work with the Trust and their experience with the trail, which they have traveled extensively, my daughters have a very different relationship with the Great Lakes. Today, they are the beneficiaries of the trail's bold vision. Tomorrow, I know they'll contribute to it. In fact, they already are. I invite you to use this legacy trail to develop your own adventure and rebuild your relationship with this special place. Our website has great ideas and planning tools, and you're welcome to call me if you need any more help. Thank you.
Marlene Kohler is Executive Director of the Waterfront Regeneration Trust. She encourages the next generation to get out on a trail and put your signature on your natural spaces. Marlene spoke at Manulife Presents The Walrus Talks Nature, supported by the Trans-Canada Trail. To hear more of these talks, subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform. You can register for upcoming events online or in a city near you by visiting thewalrus.ca/events.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.